Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 161 of CJ Evolution. We keep plugging along because of you, the supporter. Thank you so much for tuning in, spending a little bit of your valuable time with me. Special thanks to all the first responders out there. Brave men and women who do a very difficult job in a very difficult environment. Thank you so much. We appreciate what you do on a daily basis. Keep up the fantastic work. Folks, we all hit roadblocks in our life. We all go through personal and professional, adversities in our lives. So that is where Kim Ades and her amazing team at Frame of Mind Coaching can come in. They can help you with your professional and personal needs. So head over to frameofmindcoaching.com. That's frameofmindcoaching.com. And tell her and her team that Patrick from CJ Evolution sent you. You will not be disappointed. On to the show. You know, folks, you can achieve whatever you want in your life. You really can. It really starts with that correct mindset and surrounding yourself with the people that you are going to get there. Not the negative people, like we've talked about before, the positive, uplifting people that are going to push you towards your goals. I'm going to give you 10 tips to do to achieve anything you want in your life. Remember, you can achieve anything you want. You really can. It's not a cliche. You really can achieve anything you want. So number one, focus on commitment, not motivation. Just how committed are you to your goal? You got to ask yourself, how committed are you? How important it is to you? And what are you willing to do to sacrifice in order to achieve it? If you find yourself fully committed, the motivation will follow. Number two, seek knowledge, not results. If you focus on the excitement of discovery, improving and exploring and experimenting, your motivation will always be fueled. If you focus only on the results, your motivation will be like weather. It will die the minute you hit a storm. So the key is to focus on the journey, not the destination. Keep thinking about what you are learning along the way and what you can improve on, because we always can improve on things. Number three, make the journey fun. It's an awesome game. The minute you make it serious, there's a big chance it will start to carry a heavy emotional weight and you will lose perspective and become stuck again. Number four, get rid of stagnating thoughts. Remember, thoughts really are going to dictate how we react. Thoughts influence feelings and feelings determine how you view your work. You have a lot of thoughts in your head and you always have a choice of which ones to focus on. Remember, you always have a choice to what you're going to focus on. The ones that will make you emotionally stuck, your fears and your doubts, or the ones that will move you forward. The excitement, the experimenting, trying new things. Remember, stepping out of your comfort zone. I remember when I started the podcast, I was like, people are going to make fun of me. People are going to say you can't do it. Some people still do. But you know what? I stepped out of that comfort zone. I'm doing what I love. Number five, use your imagination. Next step after getting rid of negative thoughts is to use your imagination. When things go well, you're full of positive energy. And when you are experiencing difficulties, you need to be even more energetic. So rename your situation. If you keep repeating, I hate my work, guess what those feelings, those words are going to invoke? It's a matter of imagination. You can always find something to learn from. Even from the worst boss in the in a world at the most boring job. If you hate your boss, you hate your job, you can always find something to learn from. Just try this exercise. Just for 3 days, think and say positive things. See what happens. Number six, stop being nice to yourself. Motivation means action, and action brings results. Sometimes your actions fail to bring the results you want. So you prefer to be nice to yourself and not put yourself in a difficult situation. You wait for the perfect timing for an opportunity while you drive yourself into stagnation and sometimes even depression. Get out there. Challenge yourself. Do something that you want to do even if you are afraid. You know, I've seen people in law enforcement, some of the most brave men and women I've ever seen in my life, put themselves in dangerous situations, fly into harmful situations day in and day out, but they won't take that step forward to write that book or start that business. It really amazes me. Number 7, get rid of distractions. Meaningless things and distractions will always be in your way, especially those easy, usual things you would rather do instead of focusing on new, challenging, and meaningful projects. Learn to focus on what's the most important. Write a list of time wasters. Folks, we all have them, those time vampires. And hold yourself accountable not to do them. Remember, focus on that one thing. I'm reading this great book. It's called The One Thing, The Surprising Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. No, I'm not a spokesman for their book, but I wanted to share it with you because it's really a great book that really the premise behind the book is focusing on that one thing. It's going to get you to that next level. Contrary to what people think, we are not multitaskers. We cannot do it. We need to focus on one thing. We need to focus on that one thing in order to be successful. Whatever that one thing that you want to do is, do it. Number 8, don't rely on others. You should never expect others to do it for you, not even your partner, friend, or boss. They are all busy with their own needs. No one will make you happy or achieve your goals for you. It's all on you. Number 9, you need to plan. Know your 3 steps forward. You do not need more. Fill out your weekly calendar, noting when you will do what and how. When, what, and how is important to schedule. Review how each day went by what you've learned, and revise what you can improve on. And number 10, protect yourself from burnout. It's easy to burn out when you are very motivated. Observe yourself to recognize any signs of tiredness and take time to rest. It's so important. Your body and mind rest when you schedule relaxation and find time in your weekly calendar. Do diverse tasks. Keep switching between something creative and logical, something physical and still, working alone and with a team. Switch locations, meditate, or just take deep breaths. Close your eyes and focus on 1 or 5 things, or one thing, for 5 minutes. You know, protect yourself from burnout. All of us get burned out, folks. You need to protect yourself from that. You lack motivation not because you are lazy or you don't have a goal. Even the biggest stars, the star athletes, richest business people, or the most accomplished people that you know sometimes get lost. What makes them motivated is the curiosity about how much better or faster they can get. So above all, be curious, and this will lead you to achieve your goals and your success. Folks, that's all I have. I hope this has been beneficial. I hope you got something out of it. We have so much more to come. A lot of amazing guests coming on in the near future, so stay tuned for that. If you head over to cjevolution.net, that's cjevolution.net. It's the website associated with the podcast. If you head over to the iTunes tab on the website, rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it, folks. Thank you all. Please be safe, and I will talk with you very soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.